Elko County, Nevada is reeling from a spike in COVID-related deaths after the Delta variant surged across the West. It's the latest challenge for an area that was already struggling with a doctor shortage. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau reports.
This is the residents' offices. So this is where they come in and they'll do their charting and stuff like that.
Gerald Ackerman is walking through a long room in a single-story brick medical building. It's the kind of clinic you'd expect to see in a suburban strip mall. Ackerman's assistant dean for rural programs at the University of Nevada, Reno's Medical School.
So we have, like I said, 2 second years and 2 third years, and then 8 months of the year we have a visiting family medicine resident from Reno.
Those residents are helping fill gaps in healthcare access for Elko, a remote mining and ranching town 4 hours from Reno. For the last 3 years, UNR Med has been sending recent graduates here. It's part of an effort to get more doctors to the state's far-flung communities. Rural medicine has always been challenging, but in September, the community saw its deadliest month since the pandemic began. The Elko Daily Free Press reported 25 people died that month alone.
I thought it was bad when I was in the hospital last July and August, but it's gotten much, much worse since then with the Delta wave.
That's resident physician John Davis. He says the tremendous rise in cases pushed him and other doctors to work extra hours at the local hospital. It's part of a wider trend playing out across the West. Last month, Idaho health officials adopted crisis standards of care statewide. In mid-October, Montana saw its highest number of hospitalizations since the pandemic began. Davis says it's not just the number of patients that makes the Delta surge so scary, it's also the unpredictability of the disease itself.
It's like a Russian roulette. It's like you just never know how the patient's going to do. Sometimes they may get better, sometimes they get worse despite our treatments and they end up on a ventilator.
Public health officials are also feeling that pressure. Dr. Bryce Putnam is a dentist in his day job. He's also the Elko County Health Officer, a role that's seen him waking up at 4 a.m. every day for almost 2 years.
I've gotten a lot grayer, I'll tell you that much.
But even before the Delta surge, many area residents faced steep barriers to health care. Much of the county is considered a health provider shortage area by the federal government. That means it can be tough to see a doctor, even in the best of times.
It's 300 miles to Reno, or it's 3 hours to Salt Lake, or it's, 3 hours to Boise. So when we're looking at access, we have to have everybody come together and say, how do we entice people to come here and stay here?
But in Nevada, as well as Idaho, Montana, and Colorado, there are urban shortage areas, too. That's the case in large chunks of Reno. Dr. Bio Curry-Winchell is medical director of St. Mary's Urgent Care in Reno and specializes in pediatric medicine. She says even suggesting that a child be tested for COVID-19 can trigger mistrust.
When you enter that room, it's not about just diagnosing, seeing that child connecting. It's, will this parent get upset with me?
She says an open, empathetic approach is the best way to address vaccine hesitancy.
When I go into these conversations, it's more of, please tell me why you're hesitant. Because I think there's so much information in that question that helps spark the dialogue and maybe decrease misinformation.
Back in deeply conservative Elko, UNR resident Dr. Samantha Rosecrans has also encountered stiff resistance when she recommends that her patients get vaccinated.
It's been disheartening. Even before coming out here, though, I've kind of gotten to a place where I'm apathetic about it, where I realize that I have little to no agency in changing their minds.
Experts say we'll have to vaccinate almost 90% of the population to have any chance of stopping the pandemic. In Elko County, the vaccination rate stands at about 30%. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.